Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Nasa linya ng telepono si Miss Maria Papa, and it's all about yung paghimay-himay natin ng budget, ng nilalaman ng federal budget for 2020. Isa sa mga, sabihin natin, tinuturing na loser, no, para sa round na ito ay ang migration rate. Dahil nga sarado pa rin po ang international borders, ang migration numbers ay inaasahang bababa, which is a bad thing for the economy. So ang government po, ang fino-forecast ng gobyerno, ang net overseas migration ay babagsak from around 154,000 noong 2019 to 2020 to 72,000 by the end of 2021. So gradual ang increase nito habang tumatagal. Pero sige po, your thoughts on this, Miss Maria, lalo na po na malaking issue to, ha, para sa mga Pinoys both here and back in the Philippines.
You know, one of the reasons why the Australian economy has been growing in the last 10 to 20 years is migration. The influx of people overseas, who, they're skilled people who come here and are productive citizens dito, may mga trabaho at nakakapag-contribute sa economy. And also yung mga Chinese students na pumapasok or overseas students na dito nag-aaral. So ang malaking epekto nito is the schools, yung mga boarding houses.
Mm-hmm.
And this is expected to continue in the next 1 to 2 years. I don't think there's anything we can do about it. We will just have to wait this out until the whole world becomes COVID-free and then migration starts to grow.
Right. Pero for instance po, no, I know you're not a migration expert, okay? However, there are, sabihin po natin, kahit papano, merong mga common strands dyan, di ba? Nang sabihin natin, ang epekto kahit papaano. So, for instance, yung mga, those were probably looking to migrate, what skills do you think should...
I think it will be very selective because like healthcare workers are still very much in demand. Yung mga parang yung mga narinig ako sa news, yung mga chefs are so much in demand nowadays here. There is still a lack of chefs and cooks in Australia. So it's going to be very selective. I'm sure there will be people that will be let in to Australia, pero you have to check yung may immigration website for the skills that they actually need.
Mm-mm.
Healthcare workers, number one. IT workers, IT professionals, I'm sure are part of those that will actually be welcomed here in Australia. The rest, yung mga, you know, these are highly skilled workers, definitely,
right,
that will be allowed in.
Mm-mm. Okay, pero ma'am yon. So yun na nga, so sabi niyo na with of course with yung migration na talagang bababa, sa tingin niyo ba ay mga kailan pa kaya to iige? Kasi nga di ba ang hirap mag-project or mag-forecast kasi ang assumption ay by 2021 may bakuna na, may vaccine na.
Yeah.
So what will happen kung wala yon? In the absence of that, so I guess mapupush back lahat.
Yeah. Siyempre, ang uunahin ng gobyerno, Christina, yung mga Australiano.
Totoo naman.
ng ibang tao rito sa Australia, di po problemahin mo pa kung paano magbibigyan ng trabaho yon. Una muna siguro gagawin ng gobyerno until the next 2-3 years is to keep Australians employed. And then that's the time na pag gumanda uli yung economy, manumbalik uli yung sigla ng ating ekonomiya, and then that's the time actually mga kailangan na uli tayo ng mga tao from overseas to fill out positions na hindi na natin kayang ma-fill out. The goal for the government until 2024 is to bring down unemployment to 5.5%. Yun yung pinaka-goal nila. So I don't think it's gonna happen in the next 2-4 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now let's talk about, pasadahan lang po natin real quick, yung inaasahan na karagdagang 10,000 first home buyers, makakabili sila ng bahay, di ba? Under the first home loan deposit scheme. So in terms of siguro yung risks nito, no, would you recommend young couples to still avail of this given the situation?
Oh, it is the perfect time. If you're a first home buyer and you only have a 5% deposit, the government will actually provide the other 15% guarantee, and then you only need 5% to purchase your dream home. So it is a perfect time kasi hindi ka masyado maglalabas ng napakaliting pera. And the housing market is quite resilient lately. And it's only targeted for those who are actually buying a new house or a building. Kanyari, bumili ka ng block of land, tapos magpapatayong ka ng bahay. Hindi niya ina-address yung mga existing houses for this new batch of 10,000 spots. So, yes, it is a good time for first home buyers. It's also a good time because of the low interest rate environment that we are in. So, it's quite affordable to buy a house at this stage.
Okay. O mama, iba naman tayo, ha? So, ito na, personal opinion nyo na. So, as a finance expert, what would you have hoped to see, no, dun sa mga nilalaman ng budget? Ano sa tingin nyo yung hindi na pagtuunan ng pansin? Diba? Kasi we talked about migration. So obviously, how about yung middle-aged women and childcare? Walang mention doon.
Oo nga, walang mention ng childcare. But if you remember, doon sa previous budget, marami silang binigay for childcare at that time. And so that's why that's the reason why they didn't focus too much on childcare. And then of course, there's a bit of funds that will be provided for women to bring them back to the workforce. Pero syempre, yung mga middle-aged women, sila rin ang nawawala ng trabaho at this time, either because of lack of skill or because medyo may edad na, sila din ang nawawala, ang hindi natuunan ng pansin dito sa budget na to. So, look, there must be a reason for the government to focus on young people because they're the ones who are actually the future is dependent on them. And if you don't focus on them at hindi sila magkaroon ng skills na necessary for them to earn a living for the rest of their lives, sila din ang kawawa. Ang magandang nangyari ngayon dun sa narinig mo yung tax na binigay na tax cut ng
Treasurer
Friedenberg kahapon,
right? Diba? So, tama po ba para magkakaroon ng additional na 1,000, di ba? Merong 1,080 na tax offset para sa mga low to middle income taxpayers na kumikita ng 45,000 hanggang 90,000 sa isang taon.
Oh, so then you'll get like $1,080 back, di ba? So, that's roughly around $20 per week na if you consider mo, hindi nga umaakit ang ating, wala tayong wage growth in the last 10 years. So parang nagkaroon ka na ng salary increase because of this. And so you've got some sort of a disposable income of $20 a week. And then if there's two of you, that's roughly around $40 a week, di ba?
Yes.
So if you're earning $90,000 above, that's around $2,555, which is $50 per week. Isipin mo yung amount of money na yon, like let's say $200 to $400 a month, na pwedeng disposable income mo. But ang tinatarget ng gobyerno dito is for Australians to spend. The reason for the spending is for that money to go around, di ba? Binigay niya sa'yo yung tax relief na yon para gastusin mo, para yung pera umikot, and to provide employment to other Australians. So, yun yung goal ng government and hopefully, yun na yung mangyari. So, if you get the tax refund, hindi ko naman sinabing maging irresponsable kang gastusin, at umutang. But if you have the tax refund or if you have the tax relief, no, you start to support your local community, yung mga local restaurants mo, yung mga stores within your community, para naman sila mabuhay yung kanilang negosyo at mag-start silang mag-hire ng tao.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the best thing to do at this stage.
All right. And ma'am, maybe just kasi ano na lang, 2 minutes. Okay, really quick, ma'am. Advice, advice na lang siguro sa mga sabi natin, yung general financial advice para sa ating mga kababayan na yun nga iba-ibang circumstances pero just the same, pare-parehas naman tayo ng pinagdadaanan ngayon. Ang COVID, sige po. Quickly, ano pong masasabi nila?
Maraming taong nahihirapan sa COVID, ano? And if you are one of those lucky few na may mga trabaho ngayon, you think of the other people who have lost their jobs. So anything that you can do to stimulate the economy, and that's only by spending, and that's the only way for you to be able to help the others. Kasi believe in a community, kung okay ka nga ang buhay mo, yung katabi mong bahay, yung kapitbahay mo, hindi naman maganda ang buhay, di ba? Hindi ka rin masaya, di ba? Gusto mo lahat tayo masaya at maganda ang magiging buhay natin. So spend, support the local businesses, that's number one. Number two is, of course, if you have a mortgage, and because of the low interest environment that we have at this stage, start thinking of paying down your loan, kung pwedeng pababain niyo yung utang niyo. Kasi ang ganda nung position natin ngayon na hindi masyado mabigat ang mortgage natin at para bayaran natin to is mas madali, and if we can pay it in a shorter span of time para eventually we can, you know, any surplus funds we have once bayad na yung utang natin sa bahay, we can use it to invest in properties.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.